Blog Talk Radio.
My laughing sister over there, Raina Starr. How you
Hello.
Doing?
Okay, so I gotta ask.
Okay.
All right, I gotta ask. Were you trying to unmute me at a point when you thought maybe I wouldn't hear it? Because that's what it seemed like, and I'm like, nope, heard it.
Yeah, no. I just, it took me a second. I was like, oh, yeah, I got to unmute her. No, sorry for the delay. I usually try to get it, like, as soon as it starts. You know, as soon as it flips over to mute, I usually try to unmute you. But it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, people have been trying to mute me for years. It doesn't fucking work. too bad. Okay, do your shout-outs, Mama, and we'll get this thing rolling.
I've got to do my shout-out to my cousin Jessica and my cousin Steven. I'm going to send y'all a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you guys. Miss you.
No.
And I don't. David Salisbury's birthday. We got to wish him a happy birthday, so shout-out to David.
Shout-out to David.
Oh, my God. His boyfriend is so sweet, set up an entire Halloween-themed birthday party for him. How sweet is that?
They're awesome. They're just an awesome couple. And, yeah,
I love Nick.
I saw that this morning. It was hilarious. I was dying. I'm like, oh, that is a smart man you got there. Cherish that. That's a keeper.
Yeah.
That is a total keeper. And I remember, you remember before they met, I was like,
uh-huh.
Oh, my David, my poor David. I wanted him just to find a nice guy, and he did. Oh, you guys are so cute. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do what I do. So welcome to Desperate House Witches. If you are new to this show, oh, boy. we are not a GPG or an R-rated show. Couldn't get an X. I'm liable to say absolutely anything at any time. So if dirty talk, body parts, bodily functions, really crude and vulgar language offends you, you are in the wrong place. So you now have your opportunity to leave. All right, so I'm going to do my shout-outs. Shout-out to my former Stewies. I love you. Shout-out to my girl, Renee. Hey, bye-bye. Keep making that fine jewelry. shout-out to David. Shout-out to Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Other people's bullshit is not your problem. And, of course, as always, I must say, and please visit the Angry Cauldron for all of your amazing needs as far as incense and other goods of the witchy type. Angry Cauldron, they rock, and they provide amazing shit. And they do international shipping. Ding, ding, ding. International people, hope you heard that. So, all right. I got a wild hair up my ass this week, and I said, folks, we're almost at 1,000 likes. We were 101 away at the time that I said it. In the last, in the last 48 hours, we, shot up, over 30. I'm like, wow. So I want to thank everybody who liked the show. I'd like to thank everybody who is new to listening to our happy little podcast. We are just two witches that are like normal folk. The whole point of the show, for those who are new, is we deal with the same shit as everybody else. And as I'm famous for saying, not all shit is magical. Sometimes shit is just shit. So welcome to us. And this is our free night, which we do once in a while. Normally we have amazing guests, and sometimes we are the amazing guests. So thank you for coming aboard. All right. So, yeah, you know, that was awesome that people did that. And I was really touched by the number of folks who shared it. And I was like,
absolutely.
I've never...
That was cool.
It was. I've never really done, like, a total shameless self-promotion before. And everybody was like, okay, we'll go with you on this. And I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised and really grateful. Everybody has been really, really sweet. And we have people who are supporting us that never say a word, and they don't come into the chat room, but they're just hanging out listening. And I understand, folks, not everybody can be public, and not everybody wants their relatives to know that they like a show called Desperate Housewitches. We get it. We understand. But we know you're there, and we appreciate you. And for the folks who emailed me privately this week, I love you. And I am grateful that you listen, and the things you said really warmed my heart, so thank you. It's been a relatively quiet week as far as violence. Relatively.
Yes. Yes,
so
knock
I am,
on wood.
Thankfully. I praise the mother and the father for, like, making it so. It's like we had enough. I mean, and I shouldn't count my chickens. I know that. But I just want to show gratitude for a week where, you know, there was not some genocide, basically, or a small version of genocide going on. At least not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong, but as far as what I've heard on the news, so far, so good. You know, still little dusts up here and there, which you're always going to have, but no horrific stuff that I know of. So, yeah, praise the gods. That's all I'm saying.
so far, the most I have seen, and I have kept my nose out of it. I've tried to stay out of it as much as possible because I don't want to know. To be honest with you, I don't want to know. That's why I posted that disclaimer on my wall. Listen, I don't give a shit who you're friends with. You know, if you're friends with somebody who doesn't like me or somebody I don't like, I don't care. I never have. You know, I don't play those games. And definitely, because I could feel it amping up, and it's still amping up as far as I know. But I didn't want anybody coming to me and saying, oh, well, you know, talking crap about this one or that one, and you shouldn't be friends with them. Don't come at me that way.
Yeah,
don't come at
no.
me.
No.
You know, if it's a problem between two other people, I don't want to know. If it's somebody that's picking on one of my friends, I will determine if you deserve it first or not. And then, I will stick up for you. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this pagan drama nonsense has got to stop.
I know. It's ridiculous. We're basically eating our own, and we are doing the job of the Christians for them. Not necessary. Guess what? We're already maligned. If you really see, I mean, if you come to me and say, so-and-so is doing so-and-so, so-and-so, and such, and this is a problem, and the other person has just basically kept their mouth shut and is not looking for me to support them, you're probably the one that's going to lose. And the reason is that people who feel like they need other people to justify their feelings, nah, I don't have time. Don't have time.
Come at your babysitter.
Don't have time. I mean, seriously, a friend posted something about something they experienced, and the maelstrom that came of it was crazy. Everybody is looking to judge everybody. I ain't got time. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to judge people. I don't want to. All I want to do is do the best I can, have the best life I possibly can, enjoy as much of it as I've got left. Because as you've all heard me say, for me, the road ahead is a lot shorter than the road behind. I got, and it was said again this week, you know, if your yesterdays outnumber your tomorrows, and mine do. I don't see, 110 happening anytime in the future. It's a goal, but most people don't ever get there. So, quite frankly, my goal is to just do magic and make friends and learn shit. Learning shit is my favorite thing to do, which is why we have guests on, because at least for me, I learn something from everybody who's ever been on the show. And in 4.5 years, pretty much, I've learned some stuff, not everything, but, you know, it's a process. And it's great to hear, you know, and I'm grateful for, as my sister is, all the great people we've had on. So, I don't have time to judge you. I don't have time to worry about, as much as I don't have time to judge you, I don't have time to worry about what you're thinking. You know, if you're here to share ideas, we're good. If you're here to attack, you're going to get ignored or something that's not as nice as being ignored. So pick your poison. But we're basically
depends on how much
you
piss me off.
Well, we're as much as she says that, we're basically easy to get along with. We are not really that fucking difficult. I mean, do we have tempers? Yeah, we're fucking cranky. We're allowed to be. We've been through some shit. Find out why. We won't be cranky at you just for the sake of being cranky. We usually we're cranky with purpose when necessary. And I'm old and tired, so I kind of get a pass on that. So, yeah, I'm tired a lot. I work a lot. I'm tired. So, yeah, I mean, it's not anything against anybody. But the shit I saw online this week between fellow pagans about fellow pagans pissed me off. You know, I saw an instance where somebody's blog name got listed, and at first it seemed like, well, what the fuck is that about? And it was kind of aggravating to me because I'm like, oh, people are just lifting shit from each other now? Is that what is this the game we're playing? But it seemed to get resolved.
Seriously?
Well, yeah, but it seemed to get resolved fairly quickly. And our friend let everybody know that, which was cool, too, because some people, you know, forget to say, okay, call off the dogs. We're okay now. But no,
reel in the sycophants.
Yeah,
With certain groups.
Yeah, don't shiv anybody just yet, okay? So it seems to have gotten resolved, or is it at least in the process. Is Renee in the chat room right now?
Yeah, she sure is.
Okay, babe, am I correct? It's getting resolved? Because I can't see the chat room, so sis, you're going to have to interpret for me. Is she saying it's all good, or is she saying it's getting worked out? Or the chat room is very important, by the way, if you're new, because it's how we interact while on the air. Unfortunately, I cannot see the chat room. I don't have access to the chat room. But my sister does.
Yeah, she said, yes, it is resolved. Yay.
Okay, so that's awesome. So some shit was going down, and it was uncool. And, you know, I like to think before I attack, and I certainly like to think before I jump in and defend my friends, because until I have all the information, sometimes it's good to be supportive, and I care about my friends very much. But until, if you want to share the facts with me, totally fine. If you don't want to, also totally fine. I respect. I don't like to just fire my mouth off without giving it a little time to see where it kind of goes. And fortunately, it went in a better direction than I thought it would. So I was real happy about that. But just people are at each other and, like, you know, getting snarky and then backing up. At least people are backing up away from it and saying, okay, let me think about this a minute. Let me see what's going on. And there's a little more verification. But on the whole, and I said whole, it just seems like people are being, you know, like, I don't know if it's the heat of summer or if the planets are aligned in such a way, but everybody's turned into a fucking asshole lately. I don't get it.
I blame it on the sun. It seems to happen mostly in the summer. It's like, you know, right before we're gearing up before fall. Yeah, and I know it seems to have started early this year, but, you know, it's mostly people getting stressed out and, knee-jerk reactions on the fucking internet. I don't even know what it was about. I don't want to know what it was about, but whatever happened and Dorothy Morrison's reaction to it was very eloquently put. And like I said to her, you know, she does. She puts Julia Sugarbaker to for all you youngins, she was a character. Look her up. She was on Designing Women. You won't regret it. She was awesome. But Miss Dorothy is way more awesome. And I was like, that was very well put. I don't know what that was about, but oh my God, I would read that over again.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing, and having seen what the original situation was, and I'm not going to dredge it up, seeing the original situation and people just, you know, took things out of context or took them how they took them, and, you know, but here's the thing. Sometimes we get mad at how people react. The thing you have to remember is if you choose to share it, people are going to react. People are going to see it. Now, I saw something today that really aggravated me. You know, okay, so you know how I can't stand it when people send me game requests? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
We've all had people who play games on, you know, Facebook, whatever, are really into it. It's kind of that thing, but you don't play games and you really wish they'd fucking stop because every time you get a notification, instead of it being a message for you, it's an invitation to some kind of farm this or sugar that. And honestly,
I block them and I block the game.
Requesting. There you go. If you want to play that shit, really play it on your cell phone or on something that has nothing to do with Facebook. All of these things are available through other means. I play them on other means, not on Facebook. Anyway, I used to play them on Facebook, and, you know, it annoyed me as much as it annoyed them. So I was like, no, let's not. But here's the thing. Somebody attacked somebody else in our community, the pagan community, because they had posted something, and because this person likes this other public person and is following this public person, when something is posted by that public person, it comes up in their newsfeed. So the person launched an attack on the public person because her feeling was, well, you have it on my newsfeed. And my thing is, like, are you stupid enough to not know that there's a thing called unfollow so that you don't have to see the things that you may not want to see? And quite frankly, unless somebody is posting something on your newsfeed without permission, you really have nothing to say. There is something called a scroll down and ignore.
Or you know what? even easier to use app than that, it's called being a grown-up and ignoring it.
That's what I just said. Ignore. Scroll down and ignore. Yeah, ignore it. You don't have to answer everything. And, yes, people you even like, people that you are a fan of, are not going to agree with you. And if you find their views so abhorrent, maybe you need to follow someone else.
There you go.
Just saying. But that was
easy.
Seriously, I was like, how dare people think they have the right to control, especially public people? It's like, kidding. And quite frankly, the public person responded with a fair quantity of grace and did not slap this moron verbally. But yeah, if you see something on somebody's timeline that you don't like, scroll past it. Ignore it. Everything's not for you. You know? My father used to swear a lot before he became a preacher. And, you know, I lived under the understanding that because I was a child, I was not allowed to swear. Obviously, I have taken full advantage of my age since then. But you have to understand, alcohol is not for kids. It's for grown-ups. Not everything is for everybody. You know, some people like asparagus. Some people like ice cream.
Yeah.
Not everybody likes strawberries. You get the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Deal with the shit you want to deal with, that you resonate with, and don't deal with the other shit. But to go and tell somebody, I don't like what you put online because it showed up in my newsfeed? Are you fucking kidding? I was like, oh, wow, that is the height of gall.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I had responded to, I don't know, there was something in my newsfeed, but it was sponsored. And it was a politician closely knitted with our lovely Pat McCrory. And I was like, why the fuck am I seeing this? I was like, you know, that he deserved. It's like, I'm sorry, but you don't know that everybody in North Carolina thinks that way. And if I see it, and I don't know you, I know it's not going to cause drama for any of my friends, but you are a public figure, and I absolutely vehemently disagree with everything you stand for. Yeah, it may trigger me. And it did that time. And I got to block him. But, yeah, I hate those sponsored things. Those I don't like.
Sponsor something else. I mean, really.
Yeah. But those are easy to scroll past, too. You know?
Yeah.
And I usually do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we, as most of our listeners know at this point, my first husband, very much a pagan, and we disagree on everything about social justice and other stuff. And, you know, I could block him, but then he would be missing from my life. So I don't block him. And when he says something hateful and ugly, I scroll past it.
I don't follow him. I love him.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
I do.
Yeah, after the next election, I will unblock him, those things again. I won't unfriend.
There you go.
But I have blocked because, but that's a choice, and there's no, you know, and there's no lack of love there. It's just, we just disagree about this, that's all. There you go.
Exactly.
Not a big deal. But aside from that,
agree to disagree.
It has been hot as Hades here. Hope it has not been that sweltering for y'all. It has been, you know, hot to a point where If you feel like your brain is cooking, you have overheated. You are too late to do anything about this particular situation. And that's how it got when I got in my car day before yesterday, and it was 106 in the vehicle. Now, mind you, I am smart enough to know that you should open all the windows, and if you are lucky enough to have a sunroof, open it up and let all the heat escape first, everything that's trapped in the car, which I did, and left it for like 5 full minutes, which should be long enough to get out any residual contained heat. No, I sat down and everything on my body started to sweat. My fingernails started to sweat. My toes started to sweat. My sweat, as a friend of ours said online, my sweat started to sweat, okay? It was ridiculous. It was so hot in the car, and I drive a small car. And normally it takes my car less than 4 or 5 minutes to cool down or heat up, depending on what I'm trying to do. It took a good 20 minutes, which was almost all the way to where I was going, before I stopped sweating. I mean, it was murder. Murder. And I am grateful for what I went through because it was a shorter trip than most people have to take. I cannot imagine what some folks who had to get on the interstate were going through trying to get from point A to point B. I have a very short commute compared to what I had in New York. A New York commute. Am I right, New Yorkers? Say amen if you hear me. Minimum of an hour in public transit and vehicle, depending on which end you're coming from. Anybody who has ever been on the Long Island Expressway knows what I'm talking about. just saying. So I was grateful for the fact that even though I thought I would pass out with the air conditioning blasting in my fucking face, I knew that the rest of the staff were facing much longer drives in much larger cars that needed a whole hell of a lot more cooling off than my happy ass had to do. And I remembered the days that I didn't have. See, back in New York, where I was raised, everybody didn't have air conditioning, not only not in their house, in their car, rather, but not even in their house. Yes, I'm that motherfucking old. I remember my father did not own a car with air conditioning until he was at least in his 50s.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't have an air conditioner in my room until I was, I didn't have a door in my room until I was 14 or 16. I can't remember. 14.
Right.
I didn't have a door in my room until I was 14, and I didn't have an air conditioner in my room, a unit, until I was 16. So I grew up with no air conditioning. And one of two things will happen to you if you are the child of either poor people or stingy people. Either you will be conservative in what you spend and what you do, or you will be like my dumbass and go in the complete opposite direction where your comfort is paramount. And the minute it starts to get a little warm, that air is going on. You know,
yeah,
my father used to tell
me,
you're cold, go put on a sweater. Now, if I'm cold, that heating system is blazing. I paid the bills. I promised myself when I was 16 years old, when I pay the bills, every fucking room I'm in is going to be the temperature I want it.
There you go.
And it's cost me money. But you know what? The joy that I get every time that air conditioner clicks on, I go back to being a kid thinking, fuck you, old man. Fuck you. It's my way now.
Yes.
So, yeah.
My house, my rules.
My playground, my toys. Me. So, yeah.
All I got to say, and I don't care if I get credit or not, I'm taking credit. I have been good this summer. I have been good. I have not bitched. I have not complained. But a modicum when I was in my car. I think I took a picture of it, and it was, I had been running it, you know, because I didn't, every time that it stopped at a stoplight and I went to take a picture, the light turned green, so I had to put the phone away. But I finally got it at 109, but it was up to 117 or 116 mm-hmm. when I went to pick a little man up from school. And on the way back, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, does this number exist?
Bullshit.
Does this number exist in a real sense in a car?
Yeah, well, Joey was saying it was 120 in his car the other day. Mm. I was like, oh, my God.
That's bloody murder. You know, and
yeah,
I was
no.
like,
bring on Paul.
I get in the car, and it's 106, and I'm like, this is, I didn't think the thermostat would go up that high. I was like,
well,
really?
And it can be dangerous.
Please water people and pets. Keep everything hydrated if you know somebody. I know this is such a fucking PSA, but please, if you know somebody that may not be the best at taking care of themselves, please make sure they have water. Please don't leave your pets outside in this blazing fucking heat unless they have water and shelter. And that would be for any weather, but especially in the heat where you can just fucking stroke out. I mean, it's not cute. It's not even to be funny. It's dangerous.
No.
The heat index is dangerous. People are dying. It's crazy.
Well, that's like every time one of the delivery people come, like especially during the summer, mm-hmm. it's like I always offer them a bottle of water because we usually have, you know, my husband is into bottled water. I don't want to hear it. We recycle. So please don't get the crap.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I'm talking to
oh.
you. No, not you.
Okay.
I can hear the multitude of voices going, oh, my God, it's so bad for the environment. I understand why we recycle, and we buy from a company that uses recycled bottles, okay? End of discussion. Anyway, so, yeah, it's,
yeah,
you know.
And well, let me to that point, may I add something about that?
Sure.
Okay. Recently, in the last 6 months, I have gone on a no soda, no seltzer, no nothing but water kick. And I drink double filtered water at all times. Why? Not because I'm a fucking princess, but because 2 weeks ago, at this point 3 weeks ago, when I went into a restaurant to have dinner and they asked me what I wanted to drink and I said water, they brought me a glass of water and I could smell the chemicals and taste them in the water, to which I pushed my glass aside and said, holy shit, I may need to order soda because the water smelled and tasted so bad. Our tap water in North Carolina, I know they say it's okay to drink. They also told the people in Michigan that. Okay, if anybody is unfamiliar with the Flint border crisis, please crawl out from under the rock and read. I don't mean that as an insult, but if you think Flint is the only place having this issue, you are completely wrong. We have arsenic levels in our water here, and it's been proven, and the reports are literally there to be read, that we have unsafe drinking water. And my feeling is that with all of the pollution and all of the chemicals and all the shit that we dump in our water everywhere around the country, it isn't safe to consistently drink tap water. So I understand the need to not drink the tap water. Am I a buy-the-bottle person? No. But so what? The safest water you can get. Just really, it's getting crazy. And people have seen, they've put the reports online, and people don't read it, so people don't know. You know, they at the Whitewater Center here in North Carolina, in Charlotte recently, somebody died because there was a brain-eating, this is how the news described it, a brain-eating amoeba was in the water at the Whitewater Center, and this child died. They closed it down temporarily because they retested the water, and sure enough, that amoeba, that organism, is still in that water. They are now trying to figure out, well, they have a plan to clean out all of that water and somehow kill this organism and put the water somewhere else and then refill it. Well, here's the problem. I don't know that we have that kind of knowledge to know how to kill whatever it is.
Yeah.
So wherever they're going to put it, it is very possible that this organism will go from dormant to reanimated or reactivated. So I'm kind of like, water parks, maybe not. Now, this organism does occur naturally in nature, but you have to think about, well, this happened, and it happened nearby. I wonder if any of the other water is contaminated in some way. Water is water. It does what it does. It moves where it moves. And I don't think between Katrina and the crap we've dumped in the water in the Gulf, I'm terrified of Gulf shrimp, to be honest with you. I won't eat any fish that is south of Virginia on this side, south of Alaska on the other side. And quite frankly, some of the fish I eat, I prefer knowing that it's imported from out of the country, depending on where it is, of course. But I would rather eat fish from just naturally muddy, dirty water than chemical oil, you know, all of the crap that got dumped in from a natural disaster. It's terrifying. We are poisoning ourselves. We're poisoning the planet. We've made some huge fucking mistakes. And it's very difficult to clean the ocean. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yay, fracking.
Yay, fracking. I mean, you would hope it would filter down and dissipate, but you know, Katrina was not that long ago. Not really. The disasters in the Gulf, the oil spills, the Exxon Valdez, there's been all kinds of disasters that have happened in a very short amount of time. And the more you poison something in a short amount of time, the harder it is for it to clean itself out.
Exactly.
Dangerous.
Eventually, nature, Mother Earth's just going to get the fuck rid of us.
You have to wonder if that's kind of already happening in certain ways, in the way food is now, you know, foodborne illnesses and then E. coli and then, you know, all these interesting little things, even the bugs are having at it with the Zika virus. I mean, and maybe I'm overthinking it, and maybe I'm just an asshole. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No.
But
no, I don't think you're wrong at all. We've poisoned ourselves.
Yeah, really.
For money.
For somebody else's money. Yeah.
Exactly.
Assholes.
You know, because, we sure as hell ain't seeing it, but no, these companies, you know what? No, I'm not turning this into a political thing. That's for next week.
That would be a bad idea. That would be a very bad idea.
Yeah,
but,
no,
you know,
I'm
but
staying
just,
out of
I'm,
it.
But from a non-political standpoint, just from a human, you know, a human standpoint, as far as, you know, the natural disasters and global warming being looked upon by some as not even really being a real thing, and oh my God, let me just say, if you don't believe that climate change is real, please unlike this show and stop listening. I don't even want you hearing me. Seriously. Because the fact that you would question that at this particular point after seeing what we've all seen and experiencing what we've all experienced, if you could deny science, I don't even want fans that don't believe in science. You have a right to believe what you believe. Please don't believe it around me. That's all. Just saying.
Yeah. That's a dangerous game to play. That's a dangerous of I'm right, you're wrong, because it's not just your life. If you want to bury your head in the sand, that's absolutely fine. It's a scary prospect that, yeah, it's like 10 times hotter than it was when we were kids.
You said, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's 10 times colder in some place than it was when we were kids in our fucking lifetime. I remember having a third grade teacher. His name was Mr. Vanzi. Loved him to death. He was a wonderful teacher. He was very natural. I believe he and his wife lived on a commune. And wow. That was the first time I had ever learned about it. You know, but he was all about talking about global warming to us as third graders, as 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds. And that stuck with me because he said, you know, the weather is going to shift from one side of the country to the other. It's, you know, it's going to start getting colder here and it's going to start getting hotter there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how's that going to happen? And he was explaining, you know, with all the pollutants going in the water and the air, you know, the aerosol cans. I mean, he was all gung-ho, and it's like, yeah. So if by the slim chance you are out there listening, Mr. Vanzi, you were totally right, and I remember that you were right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not even just that. Think about the fact that back when I was a kid, there was no such thing as a peanut allergy. Nobody was allergic to peanuts. Not ever. Not anybody.
No.
Not nobody ever. Okay. No, seriously, though. There was no such thing as a peanut allergy. Nobody died from having cookies. We used to bring stuff in, you know, especially during bake sale days, and nobody asked, oh, does that have peanuts? No. Nobody ever asked that because the peanuts weren't poisoned. They are chemically changed. They are not the same peanut now that they were when we were kids. Some people have remained resistant to the pesticides because we built it up slowly in our system. And some people, young people, are not built with those antibodies against the chemicals that are now in peanuts. Shit used to be real. Now shit's not real anymore. So therefore, you're going to have people who are allergic to wheat and peanuts and all the other shit they're allergic to. This did not exist 50 years ago like it does now. I'm not saying nobody ever in the history of the world was allergic to peanuts or wheat, but not to the ridiculous amount that it is today, to the point where if you bring something into a school to share with other children, you will have to go through such a rigorous list of stuff that you could not bring in. It is almost not worth trying because you have to be sensitive to everyone's needs and everyone's allergies. And again, everyone can't have everything like they used to.
Exactly.
It's crazy. We have poison at all.
Well,
it's all poison.
Yeah. My son's class had, I think, a couple kids, because as diligent as I am, you know, as far as, because he wanted to start bringing his lunches, and I was like, okay, because, you know, I mean, he gets lunches. It just wasn't enough for him. He is going to be a big boy. You know, my father-in-law is like 6'4", 6'5". So I think he's already taken after him. But, you know, it wasn't enough food. And one day, I mean, I was half asleep. I hadn't had my coffee. I usually had it, you know, if I had time to make it before the bus, then absolutely I would take my coffee with me. But I was making his sandwich. I hadn't had my coffee. I was half asleep. Made him peanut butter and jelly. Wasn't even thinking about it. And he was like almost all the way through with his sandwich when somebody spotted what he had. And I was mortified. I was like, oh, my God. You know, he immediately had to throw the rest of it away, go wash his hands and his face. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God. I had to send an apology letter because, I mean, you know, that could have been a severe reaction and it would have been totally my fault. But, yeah, you never, and I was just thinking about this the other day, the cases of peanut allergies and allergens to foods and the cases of autism have all spiked within the last 20 years to the last decade. I mean, like quadrupled in numbers. And I don't know if that's just maybe we have more people on the planet or, like you said, because of chemical or genetic modification with our food, just so we can get more and more and more. You know what? Here's an idea. Stop punishing people for growing fucking gardens in their own goddamn property.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? How about let people have solar energy if they want to and sell it back to the electric company? You know, yeah, I know it cuts into your fucking profits, but your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren will thank you because, oh, my God, they're still able to breathe. I better stop because I'm going to get myself aggravated. And it's supposed to be a light Friday night, so we're not going to get too deep.
She said deep.
I did say deep.
Because I have the sense of humor of a 5-year-old. I can't help it.
No,
I won't help it.
I'd say a 12-year-old boy.
A 14-year-old boy. I do have the sense of humor of a 14-year-old boy. I like dirty jokes. I like dick jokes. I like potty humor. I like all that shit. It all makes me giggle. I can't help it. I don't want to help it. It's funny. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's been exhausting. Oh, can I just say, apropos of absolutely fucking nothing, I'm saying it anyway. You know you can't stop me. I'm amazed when I hear people say that they are afraid of losing their jobs lately. The funny thing is, and it's not in every circumstance, but I'm just talking about your moderately successful company and people are so terrified to take their vacation and take their time off. And I'm not saying be abusive. I'm saying take the time that you're entitled to. I went for so many years without taking time off because my feeling was I was, you know, being female and being at this point an older female, they would find somebody younger to do my job, somebody who would do it for less money. I've come to understand it would be more of a headache for my company to replace me than to put up with my crazy ass. We have a situation at work where there's a person who is relatively new to us, and this person has taken advantage to a point of you would not even believe that these good-natured schnooks would still have this girl on a payroll. She got hired in May. She has been to work 2 days in the entire month of August, and when I said that this job should be terminated immediately, I was told that I could not do that. And I'm in a right-to-work state, okay? the fear that people have of their jobs should be tempered by the fact that your employer is not looking to replace you. Trust me, taking a chance on an unknown person is so unnerving to a company that I've never seen anything like it in my life. The level of crap, and I worked for really amazing people. I know I'm lucky. But for the most part, it's not that different from any other company. So take heart if you're feeling like, you know, well, you know, they'll find somebody better, they'll find somebody this, they'll find somebody that. They don't want to. I just feel like I had to say that for the benefit of somebody who feels like their job is in jeopardy. Your job's not in jeopardy. Your employers would like you to think that it is. It is not. So just be cool. Do your thing. Do the best you can, and you'll be fine. No one is looking to replace you. Stop being paranoid. That shit your father taught you. Let it go. Ooh, okay. Just got my confirmation chill. Yeah, there you go.
Yep. I felt that from here.
There you go. Sometimes it happens, and I just got to let it out. Sorry.
No,
show
don't
us and interrupt
apologize
us
for that.
Yeah, I just,
it's
something
fine.
Just told me, tell somebody that their job is safe. Your job's fucking safe. Relax.
No, that's
fine.
Good. That's
yeah.
good because, you know, I mean, yeah, especially in America, you know, we're afraid as being seen as lazy if we take our time off. You know, for some reason, we're all in competition to be the hardest working and, oh, well, I'm doing this and, oh, well, I worked off the clock. No, don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. I don't know. It's just, it bothers me that, you know, America has gotten to this point where, yeah, we're scared. We're scared.
You'd be scared
of that money being taken from us.
You'd be proud of me, though. You would.
Yeah?
You would.
I'm always
because
proud of you.
No. But I actually got up in a major player's face and said, I deserve it. I earned it. That's why you should give it to me.
Good for you.
And I was told, okay, you're right. I didn't get it yet, but I'm working on it, and please bear with me a little longer. To which I said, you know, you want to talk, what you're talking about is not apples to apples. If everybody was doing what I was doing, then you should give them all what I'm asking for. It's not my fault you haven't yet. And the person that I was dealing with, who is a major player in my industry and my company, said, okay, and was afraid that I was angry, was afraid of someone else, that he was afraid that I was mad.
Well,
when you can instill fear in someone who supposedly has your financial well-being in their hands, and they are like, oh, shit, you're right, and I've just been nailed. and to prove the point of understanding that they had been nailed, they offered me something, not of the position necessarily, but most of the pay. So call me late to dinner because keep fucking putting money here. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, right? Money on the plate, please.
Put that money on the plate. I'm still mad about what you didn't give me, and you're going to give it to me, but you're making a peace offering, a very nice peace offering. So I said, thank you. Thank you for this lovely peace offering. I'll be taking this and the other things you promised me 6 months from now. Don't think I'll forget.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing, too, is, A, you rarely, you don't fly off the handle, ever.
Well, I do.
But
that's not true.
Somebody pisses, well, no, I mean at work. as far as that goes. You get upset if somebody gives you a reason to be upset.
Yes.
But it's not necessarily just threatening any chance you get, or, you know, pouting, or, you know, you are like, okay, if something happens, you ain't going to take it. You ain't going to take shit. And they know if you start to raise your voice or you, like, get in that stance, she's very tiny, but she's very mighty. When you get in that stance, people tend to back away.
It's interesting because now I'm smart enough to understand that that's what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And it takes time to understand that, because as women, we are, especially women of a certain age, and when I say of a certain age, the certain age is like 40 and above. A lot of us come from a world where women were still told that men were supposed to support us and that we were supposed to find a nice husband and settle down, because our mothers and grandmothers were completely of that generation, and that got passed down to some of us, unfortunately. So women generally in the workplace always feel a little less than, because we still make a little less than, and it's enough of a less than to hurt financially.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we're taught that we have to do everything twice as hard and be twice as good and prove that we're more than just female and pretty and have our periods and all the other bullshit that gets attributed to us as women. And unfortunately, my lesbian sisters know what I'm talking about, especially because it's even doubly hard for them. I mean, take everything I said and then quadruple that, because it's not the male, the corporate male ideal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've got no place to bitch, but I'm coming into my power as an older female, that I'm learning that, yeah, maybe it wouldn't be such a good idea for me to put my head down. Maybe now that I'm of a certain age, if I roar a little bit back, they'll pay attention. As long as I don't have to pull the claws out too much, they're going to listen, because they've now witnessed that I know what the fuck it is I'm talking about. Come into your power. Women, come into your... Men who feel beaten down, women, come into your power. Own your shit. And when I say own your shit, I don't mean own your failings only. I mean own your power. Own your belief in yourself and use it. Don't be afraid, because the longer you stay afraid, the more they will ride over you and get away with bullshit. You don't have to accept it. There is a way to get what you want, but you have to use your power. You have to know when to stay calm. You have to know when to attack. And you've got to be true to you, and don't put your head down for anybody. Ooh, I gave myself a chill.
Oh, you're funny. But it's
I
true.
Am.
It's very, very true.
Yeah.
And it's feels so much better being on the other side of it. It really does.
Yep. Sure.
I can guarantee you, as scared as you are to stand up for yourself and say, no, I'm not going to take that, or no, you're not going to do that to me. The first handful of times that you do it, terrifying if you're not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying. Mm-hmm. You got to get past that. You have to. I know that's easier said than done, but you have to. And the quicker you do it.
Here's the thing about you saying it, though. You lived it.
Exactly.
Your story is powerful. You have to tell people that you lived it. It's not just words. My sister has lived it.
Yeah. I, for 40-something years, I was still, even though I live in my own home, my own family, my little nuclear unit, you know, and the family of choice that I have been lucky enough to pick up along the way, you know, even though I had all that, I was still stuck in that mind frame of I can't tell her no. Or I have to make an excuse so she doesn't explode, so she doesn't gaslight me, so that, you know, I'm not still paying for quote-unquote crimes that I, not literal, but crimes that I committed when I was like 5 or 10 or slights that, I mean, because everything had been brought up, every single argument until she got her way.
Not me. The she is talking
no,
about
no,
is
not,
not me.
No, it's my mother and a lot of other kids out there. I'm finding a lot of support within, you know, narcissistic abuse survivors, you know, and it's like I go through these stories and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, did we grow up in the same house? You know, I mean, the father let her away with it, you know, even contributed it to, because, you know, as you go through it, as you get away from the abuse, you start to remember stuff. And I remember something almost every single day. And so, yeah, saying no when you're so scared and you've been trained to be scared to say no or tell the truth to that particular person. Because I don't like lying. I don't like it. I never have. I don't, you know, if you think you're being cute by lying, you ain't cute. I don't like it. And I generally, you know, if I care about you, I will call you out on it. If I don't, you'll just go away. I, you know, that's as simple as that at this point in my life, because I ain't got time for the bullshit. You know, I'm just getting to the point where, you know, like I think it was last week I was talking about, I was not happy with how I was treated at a hairdresser. I got up and I walked out. And for me, and I got to always thank my sister for giving me the strength to see what the hell was going on and see how, you know, see my power.
Yep.
That, you know, even like a year ago or 2 years ago, I wouldn't have done that. I would have been too scared of hurting somebody else's feelings. Don't be scared of hurting somebody else's feelings. You are not responsible for anybody else's feelings but your own.
Right.
How they react to your truth is theirs to deal with. And that's
preach
all
it.
There is to it.
Preach it. Preach it. That's right. Preach it.
Telling you. But it does. It feels good. It feels good.
It's scary at first, but you will feel good. And you will be so proud of yourself. And you will still be afraid. Ah, you will still be afraid. It's okay. Do it anyway, because one day you will do it and you will not be afraid and you will come into your power like my sister has and so many other women that I've talked to. You can overcome anything that's happened to you. Between me and her, we have seen it all. We have been through it all. It has been, I mean, as far as being an abused child, we have seen it. We have been there. It has happened. If it didn't happen to me, it happened to her and vice versa. I'm telling you, you don't have to carry that into your adulthood forever. It takes time. It takes strength. It takes bravery. And I know a lot of you people are brave, male and female.
And
be brave.
Just be mindful, too. Be mindful of the flying monkeys that may come after you if this is like a situation you've been put in. But thankfully, apparently all of my family knew already. They were like, oh, thank God you finally saw it. It's like, you know, and then that brings its own issues because it's kind of like, wait a minute, you saw that and you didn't do anything. You know, so you kind of go back and forth, but, you know, flying monkeys may possibly be sent after you to bring you back in line, you know, to curb you. Don't fall for it. If it hurts your soul, don't do it. If it interferes with who you want to be, don't do it. You are allowed to walk away or say to the person, you know what, that subject is not up for discussion. Would you like to speak about something else? And if they go back to it, hang up on them. Ain't nobody ever died from being fucking hung up on.
Hello.
Just saying.
Holler if you hear me. Just saying.
You guys got to take care of yourself. And if you need somebody to help pump you up and make you brave, write us.
We're here for that.
We'll pump you up and make you brave.
We're here for that.
Absolutely.
I'll kick your ass till you're brave. Ask her. I will kick your motherfucking ass. I will make sure you're brave. And I will be there when you cannot get through it and you think you're having a panic attack and you're scared and your palms are sweating and you're nervous, crying because just thinking about it. But you know you got to do it because you know you got to live your life. I will be there. Call my happy ass. Send me a message. I'll tell you. I've been there. I've done that. You can do that too. You don't have to accept anybody's bullshit. You don't. Not forever. So there are situations where you do for a while if you're a really young person and you're living under somebody's roof. Yeah, get through it and get out. But in the meantime, you can be brave. You can do it.
Exactly.
We'll be there for you. We will back your ass up.
We believe in you.
And I'm a bad, I am a badass bitch. I had a father who said and did all kinds of shit to me. I will be there for you. I'm telling you. We're raising an army of strong people, strong pagans.
There you go. So, yeah, speaking of which, to hearken back to earlier conversation.
Hark.
Don't get caught up in the nonsense. You know, especially if somebody is trying to drag you into their fight with somebody else, don't do it.
Don't go there.
You may win brownie points for that moment in time, but just don't do it. Don't do it. Let them be grown-ups and deal with it themselves if they insist on doing it in a childish manner. Decide whether you want to be childish or not. I suggest not. I will always suggest not. Unless it's,
idea.
doing something fun like playing on a playground or, being silly. But the drama, you don't need it. It's a blip. It's a blip, and then you get involved in the, especially if you're a newcomer, this doubly goes for you guys. Because, I remember being a newcomer and wanting to fit in. I didn't have this kind of access to, a plethora of witches or pagans or Wiccans, druids, any of it. I was on my own. But had I had this, I can see how, this person has friended me. I see this person is big in the pagan community. I want to impress them. Don't do it. Just step away. And if they make you feel guilty for not jumping into the fray, you need to drop them. Simple as that. I don't care who they are. Don't go against your morals. But, you may cause a rift between, somebody that could have taught you more or led you to somebody who could teach you more. That's why these outbursts are just, I wish they'd go away, but they won't. They won't. So just choose carefully. Pick your battles carefully. And I'm going to shut up about it.
You ready to wrap?
Yes. I think so. I extended it a little bit because I was enjoying the conversation. So, we will be on next week.
Yes, we will.
With Mr. Towson Govanen. I am I am going to be on the first half an hour, and then I am going to recuse myself. And the two of them are going to have a nice long chat, and I will come back in at the end.
Oh, cool. I didn't know you were going to do that. Oh, I did not know you were going to do that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
And because you brought that up, I just want to say, if you feel like you have to unfriend somebody or you have to lambaste somebody in public because they don't agree with you, and it's somebody you love, really gut check on that. I love my sister.
Exactly.
We vehemently disagree on what's happening in the election. But she's my sister, and that's it. And blood is thicker than anything else. We just disagree on this. That's all.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And that's okay.
So we have a difference of opinion, but you can still respect somebody who does not have your same opinion. That's all.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm recusing myself, because I have nothing to add to the conversation. So that's just me. So I will be monitoring the chat room. So I will be in here. So anyway, yes, Sarah, I will be in the chat room while they talk, but
yes.
And I'll be kind of touch and go, but I love you guys, and I
love
you, sister,
and I love my
and
sister
I hope
too.
You have a good weekend. It's
everybody.
The last weekend of July. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I know what happened.
I don't
the
know.
Summer just started. What the fuck? I'm tired.
It was just February last week.
Wasn't it? I thought so.
Yeah. Well, hopefully fall will come that much quicker, because summer, it does seem to drag ass.
Seriously, our summers are getting longer. I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but holy fuck. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not a winter baby like she is. I'm more of a spring and summer, spring and fall. The problem is spring and fall down here are now like 2 weeks long. It's crazy. But
exactly.
We love you guys. Have a great week.
And a bright blessings.
Talk to
and
you later.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.